Hello.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to Washington, D.C.
Cool. Thanks a lot, man.
So.
Hey, hang on. I can't do it. I'm on a radio thing. I'm sorry, man. Oh, my goodness. There's some fans.
Oh, I understand.
Okay.
Well, so, yes, indeed. Welcome back to Washington, D.C. It's great. Thanks very much for taking the time to join me here for a little bit.
Great. Thank you. You're welcome. Good to be here.
Absolutely. Washington loves you, always has, always will. Now, you're on tour behind your brand new album, Driving Rain,
yeah.
Which we are loving at WRNR.
Oh, cool. Great stuff.
It sounds terrific. It's romantic. It's fun. It has a kind of gentle simplicity. I tell you, there's this effortless quality about it, and I'm wondering, did you record it quickly?
Yeah, it was done quite quickly. We actually sort of pretty much did like a song a day or even two some days, because I remember the way we used to record the Beatles stuff way back then. You know, nobody really knew any better, and you know, you have to shift a recording act through the studios or it'd get too expensive for the label. So you know, we were just told that we needed to do two songs in the morning, two songs in the afternoon, and then we went home at about 5 o'clock. So I always remember that as being a really cool way to work. You had to be very focused, you had to come very prepared, and you had to put your best work in very quickly, you know. So it was an exciting way to work. So I decided to do Driving Rain that way, and it was in fact really exciting even now.
You recorded most of it in Los Angeles, is that right? You haven't recorded too many things in the US, have you?
No, I haven't actually. I did some of Ram, in fact a lot Ram, actually, because some was East Coast, New York, and some was L.A. And then I did some of Venus and Mars. In fact, I think all of Venus, Mars, pretty much, in New Orleans.
So you've been writing and recording music for a while now. Tell me, how has songwriting for you changed over the years?
You know, when we first came to it, we had no idea how you did it, but it was just something we loved. We listened to other people's records and tried to emulate them. I think as you go on, you get a little bit more of an idea how to do it. But I like to try and keep it as a bit of a mystery, so I don't really analyze it too much. I kind of have always just sat down in the early days with John and just kind of strummed on a guitar as we used to do then, and just seen what happened, you know. And nowadays it may be strumming on a guitar or playing a keyboard. I just really sort of ask myself the question, like, you know, is there anything there kind of thing? Is anything here today? And I just start finding a little phrase or a little melody. And if you're lucky, you know, some songs just kind of write themselves. And it's just as if you're there taking down like the court stenographer, you know? Same thing. But I always love the mystery of it. And I do a class up in a school that I help with in Liverpool, which is my old school up there. It's called LIPA. It's like a performing arts school. And I take the songwriting class up there, so it's like a master class, but basically I just listen to the kids' songs. But whenever I go in there, I say, look, there's one thing straight. I don't really know how to do this. You know, you'd think I would, but I don't actually know how the process happens. It's still a kind of nice mystery for me, and that's the way I like it.
Tell me, what are you listening to that now? Is there anything that's really caught your attention or really exciting you now?
Well, you know, it's a couple of records in England. The main one I'm listening to currently in England, there's a guy, I don't know if you've heard of him, he's like kind of Asian underground thing, a guy called Nitin Sawhney. Not many people have heard of him over here. He's not that well known in England, but I'm quite a bit of a fan of his.
Is he anything like the guys in Corner Shop, like Jinder Singh and his crew?
I think, yeah, it's a little bit like that, only a bit more sort of fusion, Indian kind of hip-hop sort of thing. It's very cool. Pretty nice record. It's one of those you come home, put the CD on, you know, having a drink or something. It's a great background. It's a real nice thing. And if you listen in detail, it's cool stuff.
Right on. I'll look for that. Tell me, what is a day in the life of Paul McCartney like these days when you're not on tour, when you're at home?
When we're not on tour, when I'm at home. No, it's pretty much just getting up, having some breakfast. I generally have a kind of nice sort of plate fruit, actually. I spend about half an hour getting good fruit and cutting it up and having a real cool...
You're a vegetarian, yes?
Yeah, I have been for over 25 years, yeah. But it is lovely, and that's the kind of thing, you know, I sort of get a little breakfast, a bit of that, and then I will do... chance, I might get up for a horse ride, which I love to do. I might get out in the woods. Otherwise, I might go to a movie. You know, pretty normal, really. Do a bit of shopping, whatever. You know, when I'm not on tour, I lead quite a sort of ordinary life, really. If I've got a few hours, then I might write something if I'm in the mood. But to me, it seems quite sort of normal. You know, I don't really like sort of high-blown things. Normally quite sort of kind of normally type things I enjoy most.
Paul, if you don't mind, I'm going to get into your psyche for just a moment.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to give you a couple of either-ors and, you know, respond as you will.
Yeah.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Cabernet or Chardonnay?
Red.
Email or stationery?
Stationery.
Horror or comedy?
Comedy.
Winter or summer?
Both.
How about LPs or CDs?
LPs or CDs? CDs, actually.
Headphones or speakers?
Speakers.
Bath or shower?
Bath.
Jazz or hip-hop?
Depending on the mood.
Mozart or Stravinsky?
Probably Mozart.
The Rolling Stones or the Beatles?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. The Rolling Stones. Hey, man, no way, man.
I thought you might say that.
No way. No, pretty good group.
Pretty good group, absolutely. Paul, I know you're a busy man, and you're just getting into Washington, D.C., and you've got to get to the venue for your sound check and everything. I just wanted to thank you very much for taking the time and joining us here on the airwaves of WRNR.
Well, listen, thanks a lot. It's really great to be here on such a nice day, and we're looking forward to seeing as many of your listeners who are going to make it to the show, and to the rest who aren't, you know, thanks for your support, and it's the fans and stuff. We love you. And we're here to rock Washington. We're going to have a ball tonight.
Fantastic. Paul, thanks very much.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.